Introduction. Cheryl and Louise couldn't believe their ears. They stared at Gaz. All the way, Cheryl repeated. Everything. Do you mean the full Monty? You. Single quote. Yes, Gaz said proudly. Gaz, an unemployed steel factory worker, needs a large sum of money quickly so he can continue seeing his son. Nathan. Gaz has had many crazy ideas in his life, but his plan to get this money seems the craziest of all. Or is it? Gaz and five equally unlikely men decide to copy the popular American male strippers group, the Chippendales, by forming their own strippers group. None of the men has had any experience of taking their clothes off in public. They include Dave, very worried about his weight, Lomper, lonely and depressed, and Gerald, who still hasn't dared to tell his wife that he lost his job 6 months ago. But to make sure the local women come to the show, Gaz knows his group must be better than the Chippendales. To the horror of the others, he tells the women that the group will take all their clothes off. The men refuse. They do not want to do the show. But will these six unlikely strippers change their minds and dare to go for the Full Monty? The Full Monty is a very popular film, starring Robert Carlyle as Gaz. It is very funny, but has a serious side too. It is a story of modern times, a story of ordinary men who have been unemployed for a long time and feel that society does not need them anymore. But, above all, it is a film about changing direction, finding new friends and making a new start. The Full Monty, to do everything possible, to have it all, possibly from a French saying about Montgomery, a chief in past times, who kept everything he took in war and did not share it with his men. Or the full English breakfast enjoyed by Monty Montgomery, an army officer, before he fought the enemy. Or the full Monty, a euro, a pile of cards given to the winner of a Spanish card game. Or the three-piece suit made for soldiers by the company Montague Burton when they left the army after the Second World War.